This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Melbourne Vixens kick off their Super Netball season this Sunday afternoon with the first ever derby against the new side, Melbourne Mavericks. And we're joined by our favourite Vixen, Joe Weston.
A new season of Super Netball begins this weekend with a brand new team and players moving all over the place. But there's only one team and one player who will always be our favourite.
Oh, Joe Weston flies for a ball.
Please welcome, from the Melbourne Vixens, Joe Weston.
Yes. I reckon it was during the summer, we were doing the cricket.
Summer of 69?
No, not that one, Bill. No,
right.
And out on the ground were local sports stars, one of which was a netballer, and we were just standing there waiting. I can't remember her name, which is not going to make the story as good, but she said, what? Who do you support in the netball? I said, the Vixens.
Yes.
She said, why? I said, Joe Weston.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I love her. Oh,
everyone loves her.
I know.
That's very flattering. I'll take it.
She wasn't an Australian player. She was playing for the Swifts or something.
So the Fords wouldn't like you much because you get niggly and all that, don't you?
Yeah, they're probably not on their Christmas present list, I would say. But, I mean, some of the shooters aren't my favourite people either, so it goes both ways.
Righto. Geez, you're looking well, you're fit, you're ready to go. And we've got two Melbourne sides now, the Melbourne Mavericks. That'd be hard to start a new team because it's not like footy, you get draft picks or anything like that. So how do you start a new team?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't probably had, I guess, the inside knowledge because I'm on the other side, but the small snippets I have had, it's been very interesting. Obviously, they've got an English coach.
Do you know what her dad's name is? What's her name, by the way, the coach?
Tracy Neville.
And her dad's name is?
Neville.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Neville.
It would be hard, wouldn't it, Jim? Because you haven't got draft picks or anything.
Start from scratch, Hutchie's mob.
Yeah.
I mean, she was coaching the Adelaide team to the premiership last year, so she's sort of taken a couple of those players across. Across to the good side, across east. And then a few other, there aren't many Victorians in the team though. There's a few imports, a bit of a selection from across Australia, but yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're successful. Not as successful as us.
Well, you'll give them a nice pasting first up.
Well, we'll say welcome to Melbourne. No, they have had a few injuries as well. So two of their starting players or 10 players have been out injured. So they've been a bit decimated in that
one
department.
One broke a leg, which was shocking.
Yeah.
And then the other one's done a knee. So that is terrible. What about the Vixens? Who have we picked up? Rudy Ellis.
Ellis, yes.
Ellis. There's an eye there. Which is the girlfriend of?
Ernie Ellis.
No, yeah, she, I mean, Tim English is Rudy Ellis' boyfriend, I think is the correct way to describe it.
Right.
But, yeah, she's come across. She's a journey woman. She's lived all over the world, really. She's been in Sydney, Thailand, X, Y, and Z. Then she played for Brisbane, the West Coast Fever, and now she's finally back in the Vixen. So, yeah, she's even taller than me.
Ooh.
So, and she's really dynamic. So we're looking forward to having her in the defensive circle.
That would help Tim stay in Victoria, you would think.
Well,
if he was thinking about moving, that's a good idea by Western Bulldogs to get her over here.
No doubt about that. Lizzie Watson.
Yeah, we've lost Liz.
What the hell?
I know. It was pretty, I think, devastating for all of us once she sort of explained to us she was leaving. I mean, I've played Victorian netball with her since we were 15, so we've pretty much grown up together. But, I mean, you can't blame her if you look at the current state of Melbourne's weather wanting to move to the sunny coast. However, it's opened up a really great avenue for Hannah Mundy and our newest recruit from Colac, Zara Walters, who's just impressed me to no end over the preseason.
From Colac. Gee, they produce some sports
people,
don't they?
Yep.
Colac is, have you been to Colac?
I have, yes.
Yeah,
that's nice.
No, it's a lovely spot. We love Colac. It's got a KFC and a Macca's there. Yeah. And a nice pub.
No, but Lizzie was not only a star, Diamonds captain, etc., but also a fabric player, wasn't she? Like, she was so loved.
Yeah,
so
I know.
How did you cope with that conversation when she came up and said, Joey, I've got some news?
I mean, I think we were a bit upset about it, which I think is understandable, but when you think about it logically, I feel like she wanted a different type of opportunity and a bit of a refresh. I think we're both of us are going into our 11th season now. So I think that new challenge can create another level of motivation. But yeah, it was pretty disappointing. The good news for me though is we don't really have numbers because we wear positions, but you have to for the rolling subs.
Right. Yeah.
And she was number 3. She was number 2 and I was number 3. So now I've moved up to number 2. Oh. So all I have to do is knock off Kate Maloney and then I could be number one. Wow. Just never going to happen, no, but it's wishful thinking for me.
And MJ, who is the goal shooter and mm-hmm. used to shoot a lot of goals and very accurate, mm-hmm. she's pregnant.
She is, yes. Mm. She's expecting a little bub later in the year, so we'll be without her for the season. But it's exciting for all of us.
Yeah. Well, you got some new ones in there, as you said. So yes. See how we go. I want to know pre-season.
Yep.
How is it? Is it tough? Do you do 2K time trials and beep tests?
We do a couple of fitness tests. We don't do a time trial per se, but we do lots of interval running.
Right.
The netball court's a bit smaller than a footy field, so
but
luckily
you
for
can
us.
Go out onto the...
no, thank you, Bill.
The gardens or something.
They do, They do let me run more than 30 metres. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good. That's good. Just up and down.
I've got one of those like retractable dog leashes or something. It only extends 30 metres or something.
Yeah,
yeah, we do lots of different sort of sprint-based work. We don't. We used to run the yo-yo, which is a variation of the beep test, which is interval-based because that's more similar to what we do on a netball court. But no, this year, pre-season, we haven't. Ooh. Don't tell the S&C.
Wow.
I've only got a couple of training sessions left. They'll probably try and sneak it in or something.
Do you do that one where you run two-thirds of the court and then stop? Can't go over the line? That's the rules in netball.
I know.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Have you ever played netball? You're not allowed to go into that third.
Yeah, I practice. I practice running the full two-thirds. It's stopping right before
stopping
the,
right there.
Stopping right
good.
On the line. Yeah,
I remember seeing years ago the Perth team doing their band work to Nutbush City Limits.
Oh, yeah.
Actually doing the dance. That's cool.
A bit of glute activation. Yes. The music helps it, I think, go by a bit faster. It's not that enjoyable.
No, that burns.
Yeah, burns.
Do you still do that?
We don't do it to a song.
No. Do you do it to
Macarena or
something? Yeah, you know, some other song, but it's part of the routine, yeah.
All right, Joe, stick around, please. We'll get to the rest of it.
Well, I'm just teasing.
This is one of my favourite questions of the year. You know you can actually go outside and run further than 30 metres.
Well, because they just run up and down the netball court, Jim. That's all they do.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Born? I went for a long time thinking the Sydney My Music Bowl was in Sydney.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Joe Weston from the Melbourne Vixens is stuck around. They kick off their Super Netball season this Sunday afternoon with the first ever derby against the new side, Melbourne Mavericks. You can grab your tickets from the Vixens website and memberships as well.
Get along there. Lizzie Watson at 5.
Calf injury. How's that? Because they can hang around.
I know. I'm recovering pretty well, so... I'm old, unfortunately. I was a walking cliche. I turned 30.
And then bang.
Boom, calf injury.
Soleus?
It is my soleus, which is not a traditional injury you see in a netball or I think in football. It's a running injury, which
is
surprising given I don't run any more than 30 metres, really.
Right.
I said, how is this happening?
So it's not belly of the muscle, Bill, if you need to be.
Achilles, is it?
No, it's not.
It's
soleus.
On the sides.
I haven't done one
It's a tendon through the calf rather than the belly.
How would you know, by the way?
Because I had issues with it myself at the back end of my And it's a bastard of a thing. It won't go.
And unfortunately, I've just obliterated my ankle after years and years of competitive netball. So that is the real crux of my injury. So the physio is definitely going to be getting a very generous birthday present from me, given we're spending so much time together.
So I know Nathan Lyon did his during the Ashes and had to do like thousands of calf raises. Was that where you were at?
Yeah, I'm doing them to the metronome as well. And I think I'm going to start having nightmares about it at this point. It's going like tick.
That's a very boring exercise.
Speaking of birthdays, which you weren't, but Emily Mannix had a beautiful, her 30th birthday down in Geelong. Did you go to it, Joe?
I did, and it was at the most beautiful venue I've been to. I mean, I don't go to Geelong much, but you know what? It was worth a trip down the highway.
The Wharf Shed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lovely spot down there on
the
water.
Joe
upstairs.
Told me about it.
What did she say?
She said the beams are too low and she had to crouch down and hit her head.
They're a touch low, but...
It was fun. It was like a game of limbo every time you wanted to walk on the dance floor.
And you went out in the balcony there and you could have been in Italy or anywhere. Could have been anywhere in the world.
Do you get the helicopter from Melbourne directly to the front of your pub?
We have before. Yes, we
it's
have.
It's quite convenient for you,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. I've never heard anyone compare Geelong with Italy.
No, except for the Shell factory and...
the refinery.
Out there.
I did try and use your name to get a discount on some of my drinks, but no luck.
Nothing.
No.
I gave a little tip for Em because she booked it in there. I said I was going to come, but it was Good Friday.
I know. It was a weird date. Long Easter weekend for us. We had Emily Mannix's 30th on Friday and then Elizabeth Watson, full name, 30th birthday on Saturday. So, big weekend of parties for me.
She had hers back in Melbourne or?
Yeah, she had it on the in Moonee Ponds. Oh. She's from the west side of town. Mm. And it was lovely.
Who's your favourite commentator in the footy? Joe Weston?
Tough pick. I really like JB. He's quite good.
Him?
Yeah.
Him.
Right there. Yes, good.
I like Abby Holmes' sideline commentating. I love the rapport she has with players.
She got great rapport.
She's very good.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah.
Knows them
but
all.
A former player, so yeah. She knows the game really well too, Ab.
I think so. Chat. And then I do listen to a lot of the football, like the commentary, but I'm struggling to think of any other names
Who
right now.
Are you a fan of? Have you got a team?
Oh, I'm an Essendon supporter.
So how's that going for you?
Well,
it's okay. No. Someone asked me today at this Fox launch I went to which AFL player we could have in our team. I thought, well, Peter Wright's pretty available, so he could come and post up a bit.
He'd be bloody good.
Goal shooter for us. Yep. What do you think?
Mm.
Yeah. It'll take time for the Bombers.
We'll get there.
Yep, I agree.
Oh, how long, Tim?
Oh, well, who would know, Bill? But they're just a work in progress. I don't think anyone expects them
club.
To be.
No, we
in
need
the top
them
four.
To fire soon. They've been a big club, they've got a lot of money. And they've been ordinary, to be honest, the last 20 years. I've had enough of them. 20 years.
20
is
years.
No, it is 20 years. I have one rogue cousin that barracks for Collingwood. I don't know how he hasn't been disowned by now, but he continues to send me reminders that if we don't win a final this year, it's 20 years since we've won a final.
20 years, Jim.
That's this year, so no pressure.
And we love Scotty. You've got a very good coach, so I think it's going to come.
Yes. 7,157 days, apparently.
Oh, right. That's
one of no, jumping, that was Joey.
Down.
That was Joey. Oh,
and no. Simone's going around. Speaking of 20 years, she's nearly been there 20 years.
Not quite, but yeah, she's been the
so McInnes, the coach.
Yeah,
McInnes,
the coach. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
She's probably on year 12 or 13, I think. So, yeah, we've had a lot of consistency and a lot of loyalty in our team, and I think that's
Joey, great. Have you gone away anywhere? What have you done beside of getting ready for this season? Did you bugger off and have a holiday?
I did after the World Cup last year. I spent a bit of time in Africa with my family.
Wow.
And then I went up to Germany to see some of my other relatives. My mum's family's from there. I had a little sojourn in Greece, which was quite
sojourn.
Nice.
Sojourn.
Nice.
Where in Africa?
We did a safari.
Tell me about that. Did you?
Yeah, what did you see?
It was amazing. We saw sort of all of the big five. It was really incredible.
I really want to do that.
Big five, Jim, you name them. The donkey.
Well, the buffalo is the one that's weird.
He doesn't fit in there.
The other ones, you've got the lions and the leopards.
I love
and
hippos as well, but they're quite terrifying, I think, actually.
Giraffe?
We saw plenty of drafts.
Beautiful.
And I said, welcome home to me is what they said.
For me, the buffalo is the one that doesn't fit in. The rest of them are all big man-eaters and huge, great, big, imposing things. And then you've got a buffalo. Yeah. Like, how's that a big
warthog?
Well, it makes me feel, think about the Lion King, doesn't it?
Yes. No, you're spot on. I really want to do that.
You've got to do it.
I think it's quite expensive.
No.
Did you find it?
You wouldn't have paid.
I did pay. Oh. I contributed.
Did you?
Yeah, I brought the vibe.
The vibe.
The vibe queen. I love it. Joe, good luck.
Yes.
Massive
yes.
season
Thank
coming
you.
Up, of course, kicks off with the Mavericks, but mm-hmm. our expectations here
yes.
is that the Vixens are going all the way.
All the way. This Sunday, reps.
That's it. Yeah. Against the Mavericks, you can get your tickets on the Vixens website. It's going to be feisty now.
And memberships. Oh.
And memberships too yes. on the website.
Yes, come Hard support the world. Vixens.
That's it.
Our first home game is actually round two because it's the Mavericks home game. So we'd love to see everyone there when we take on the Thunderbirds. They're the reigning premiers, and that's on the Saturday.
Thunderbirds
following.
Are go.
Awesome,
are,
Joe
indeed.
Weston. Great to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Tickets and memberships at the Vixens website. Joe Weston from the Melbourne Vixens on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.